Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Return to me, return to me. With every breath, return.
Desire to be dreaming of, return all of it back to you, return it back to yourself, return it back to the self, the self with a capital S. With every breath, with every part of your beingness, with every part, with your whole spirit, return to the law of life, the goodness of life. Return to God, Goddess, and know that all is truly well. And when we return to God, when we return to the Goddess, when we return to the divine intelligence within us, everything within us, everything about us will start to realign and say, oh, I remember, correction. Correction. That's what healing is about, to allow the wholeness that already exists. The Agape Choir. Return to me, and you can return to their virtual home tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern. Or if you can't wait till then, I think you should go now anyway. Actually, yeah, go now. No, not now. Now, after the show, now. AgapeLive.com. AgapeLive.com to find out more about Agape and all the great work they're doing. Let's just breathe in. Let's take a breath. Let's return to ourselves. All the frantic energy, all the whatever. Whatever, all the stuff, all the thoughts that cause us to be out of sync with who we really are. Just breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in the breath of life, the breath of God. And if you can, close your eyes and just close out the external images. Just to feel yourself for a minute. This is all part of returning to you. That's really what you're doing. reminding yourself that all is well. That everything is perfect right now. Even if your interpretation of it is imperfect. Even if everything about you, people around you, are convincing you that is not right, you go underneath that and allow yourself, at the very least, to see the perfection and what's going on around you, what's going on within you, knowing that life is perfect. And the lesson is to unlearn the erroneous thoughts that life is imperfect. Welcome home, welcome to yourself. And I joyfully just send you an energetic hug right now as I welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. When change is inspired, you make a difference. You can't help but make a difference. You are here to make a difference. And every day we need the reminder that right where you are, God is. So just by being on this planet, you're making a difference. You get to decide how far you want to go. You get to decide how much you want to stretch. And you get to decide if you want to see your life correctly through the power of imagination. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on Life Conversations Radio. I am, is your host, uniquously expressing as Life Coach Ade. And all the other stuff, all the other names, all the other expressions. I welcome you. I welcome you all to your healing ceremony as we create a sacred space for you to heal, even just through the words. Healing is happening, and I say yes. I welcome those of you on the phone line. Thank you all for tuning in. Those of you listening online, thank you, thank you, thank you. And those of you listening on the archive, we welcome you home. You are home because your heart is where home is. And today, anything that's blocking you, that's diverting you away from home, we're dissolving it. Because we've joined forces together for your healing, for your wholeness, so that you may be free and liberated. Yes, free and liberated. Yes. life is good. It's getting better. Today's theme, today's conversation is about unlocking the healing code with Dr. Alex Lloyd. What are you feeling? What kind of physical stuff have you been dealing with? I think my sources are telling me that even if you're dealing with some emotional stuff, you can get to it. We're getting ready to unlock the codes to your wholeness with my old new friend, because it's just a reunion. We've always known each other, because there's only one of us here. We're all connected. So this is just a reunion with Dr. Alex Lloyd. He's here in the house waiting patiently, and it's time to bring in Celeste so we can do the announcements, and then we'll jump into our comments. We're not going to jump. We're just going to glide. We're going to flow into it. No need to jump. There's no need to rush. God is in control. Everybody relax. You're in divine order. Celeste, are you? You better say yes.
I am in divine order. Absolutely. I had the pleasure of hearing Dr. Alex Lloyd's voice. And I have to tell you, Life Coach today, he has an EJ voice a little bit. He's so calm. He's got a voice for radio. He really does.
Well, you should have checked it out. You know, I get worried when people have a better voice than me. Their voice sounds more radio than mine. Okay, I'm going to have to work on mine while you're doing the announcement.
No, but you know what I mean? It's just very calming. Just like, okay, so let me hurry up and get to the announcements, which will be short, because I need to take notes during the show today.
You do what?
I need to take notes during the show today. Yes, indeed.
Just hold on to your fingertips. That's all you need. Yeah, take notes. Just be aware of your fingertips and listen.
Indeed.
You
I open to
the on yourself.
Yes, let's unlock these codes. I love it. So I'm going to get to it. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of some of the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss some live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and our wonderful guest, Dr. Alex Lloyd, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. You also have the ability to access Life Coach Today any time of the day by sending him an email. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. You can send him emails about any questions you may be having or if you'd like to suggest a topic for an upcoming show. The theme for the month of June is Opening to More Love. Stay tuned for more information about the wonderful guests we are lining up to help shift you one conversation at a time. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join on Bossa Safera for the play experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. And you can also join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Feel free to go to LifeConversationsMedia.com for more information, and you'll find a calendar and a listing of the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, my sister. I appreciate you. Yes, we'll see you back around 1 for... No. What am I doing? We'll see you back around 1 for Celestial Moment. Celeste Morgan. All right.
I should have warned Dr. Lloyd about you. This man has not been prepped. I hope he knows he's home. He's Southern. He'll be all right.
Oh, he's home. We are old new friends, you know. This is just a reunion. He knows who I am. He can just sense. He woke up this morning and said, I don't know. This is a different kind of interview. But I'm ready, Lord. Use me.
I know that's right. All right. Have a wonderful show. I'll see you soon.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Celeste.
My God.
Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. If you have any questions, if you're moving through something, if your body is calling you to remember who you are, that you are more than this, and you need some support, some assistance, some clarification, some understanding, some wisdom, insight, whatever you need, even if you disagree, call 347-426-3346. We are here to support you on your transformation journey. This is the House of Love. So whatever you're moving through is part of your transformation, and we're here to stand with you, knowing that you are remembering who you are right now. And if you can't call in, as Celeste said, you can post your questions, your comments on the like pages, the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page or the Life Conversations Radio like page. If you post it in the chat room, yeah, I may get to it or not, but it's easy if you post it on the like page, like pages. And I think that's it. It's time to bring on Dr. Lloyd and get this healing party going on. Let's see actually what I'm going to do. I'm feeling some inspiration. Okay, I'm just going to do this. I'm hearing to do this. So I am going to listen.
Am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Carly, for that reminder. We are whole. We are the delight of God. Carly Jackson, you can find her on Facebook. Our wonderful sister, Carly, CARLLIE. Jackson, JAXEN. That's the I am affirmation. That is the truth of who you are. Don't ever get confused. So right now, let's read a little something. There's so much to read about Dr. Alex, but let's see. I'm going to read just a tad and let him just share with us when he joins us. Oh, let me get my radio voice together. Hold on 1 second. I don't want to irritate you, so I'm going to mute myself. Now I'm back. Dr. Alex Lloyd is the... No, stop it. Be you, boo. Dr. Alex Lloyd is the number one best-selling author of The Healing Code. He has been featured live on NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, Life Conversations Radio. Ha, squeeze that in. Well, he will be featured now. And the PBS News program as an expert in healing the source issues underlining illness and disease. He was the subject of a PBS special about the healing codes and healing the source of problems versus managing symptoms. Dr. Lloyd lectures all over the world, live on radio and the internet and television, wherever, on the highway, he's available to be of service. And with little money and no advertising, he built one of the largest practices in the world with clients in 50 states and 155 countries, and is growing. To find out more about the healing code, go to, this is a special link because just we're just special out here, go to thehealingcodes.com/Ade. Is my special link for you because you're my special listeners. thehealingcodes.com/ADE. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, especially physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, my brother, my guest, Dr. Alex Lloyd. What's up, Doc? How are you doing? You've got the people with you, huh?
I have to tell you, it's wonderful to be here. I have to tell you, I probably do, three or four shows of some kind a week and have been doing that for years and on all kinds of places, as you said. I don't know that I've ever experienced what I've experienced in the last few minutes listening to you and waiting to come on. And I got to tell you, I really do feel kind of home. I have a very different feeling than I normally have when I'm doing an interview or talking to someone, and And thank you for that. It's a real blessing to me. Thank you for that. It's wonderful to be here.
You're very welcome. You're welcome. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, behind the makeups and the cameras and the microphones, we're all the same. We're
Absolutely.
All the same, going through life, struggling through life, excelling through life. So let's just all stop fronting. Let's just relax. It's okay. We're all in it together. So, yeah, thank you for being here. I've read a little bit about you, but it is our regular custom over here, Life Conversations Radio, because listeners want to know, I want to know. We want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Dr. Alex Lloyd?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's always a good question. And I think that's really the most important thing, and you said it a couple of times as I was waiting to come on, you know, discovering who you are, becoming reacquainted with yourself, finding out who you are, and I found that to be true as well, that's what it all comes down to with every single person is who you are versus maybe who you believe you are.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, who am I? Well, I believe that I am your brother. I believe I'm a child of God. I believe that my job is to love with no strings attached, no conditions, all the time, whoever I'm with. My job isn't to sell you, to convert you. My job is to love you. I believe that I'm on a journey, that you're on a journey, and that if we are willing, we can be on the journey together and love each other and help each other along. And I believe that I've got warts and things like everybody else, but that those warts are not who I am. That who I am is perfect and light and love and truth and power and grace and so are you. So that's what I'm trying to do. I come from what I'm doing now comes out of 12 years of pain and misery and struggle and not knowing who I was but also not being willing to give up. And so fighting and clawing and praying and finding some answers. And maybe not all the answers, but some answers, and discovering who I was, and my fear being changed into love, my lies being changed into truth, my darkness being changed into light. And now I'm just trying to share that, to learn from others, and to help any way I can, but most of all, just to do the next 30 minutes in love, whatever I'm doing, whoever I'm doing it with.
You've shared so much in that. There's so much that you said in that that we could just, like, talk about that for the rest of the day. And, I mean, you talk about changing, moving from fear to love, lie changes to the truth, the darkness to the light. And that's the human journey. That's the human experience. And it doesn't take anything away from our God self, our God identity. And I believe that our journey here is to remember that. That's why we're here. It's like what I call the universal hide and seek. We come here, pretend we don't know who we are, and we're given opportunity. And sometimes it's challenging. Some of us, you know, we have all kind of experiences. And you talked about pain, misery, and struggle. And I want to focus on the part of your life which gave birth to the Healing Codes, and which definitely was filled with pain, misery, and struggle. This all started with your wife's depression, right? Or did you
How did it all start? Tell us how it started. I'm not going to jump ahead of myself.
Yeah, that's right. My wife and I got married in 1986, and I would have sworn to you up and down, 1,000 times out of 1,000, that I loved her with all my heart. I would discover later that not only did I not love her, I didn't even know what love was, and it took me a long time to learn that. But anyway, she thought that too, and so we got married thinking this is happily ever after, and in less than 3 years, both of us were about to die. I don't mean physically, but we were both in such pain and misery. We found out that Tracy was severely depressed, and the doctors, I'll never forget when they told us, they said, and there was two there, the reason I say they said, you know, this is, you hear about depression a lot these days, but there's depression, and then there's real depression, and this is the big bad bear of depression. It's major general depression. It's genetic. She'll have it till the day she dies. So, you know, they spoke that death sentence over us kind of thing. Don't believe what anyone tells you. She'll have it till the day she dies. There's nothing that can change it.
Wow.
But the good news is we can manage it with medications. So, you know, we were in our 20s. We thought, okay, well, managing with medication sounds a whole lot better than what we've been doing. So we had a recommitment ceremony for our marriage, decided that we really were in it for better or worse this time, and started learning what real love was and how to really love each other, and not just say that. And started on what ended up being a 12-year journey to learn about that, to learn who we were, and to try to find a cure to her depression. And we found out pretty quick that the managing with medications wasn't going to work. Tracy's side effects were far worse than any benefit that she ever got. I remember Ade waking up in the middle of the night to Tracy screaming. And I mean top of your lungs, you know, here in the South, we say screaming bloody murder, screaming. And I turned on the bedside lamp, and I looked over, and Tracy, and by the way, Tracy's a beautiful, beautiful woman inside and out. And she's sitting there. She's sitting up in bed on white sheets in a white nightgown, screaming, and there's blood everywhere.
Oh, God.
All over her arms, all over her nightgown, all over the white sheets. And so, you know, I just woke up from a dead sleep to her screaming. That's the first thing I see. And, you know, I didn't know anything at that time. You know, hadn't been through any of my training or anything. And so I didn't know. I mean, is she hemorrhaging internally? Is she going to die right here? And so I'm reaching for the phone to call 911. And she discovers what had happened. And what had happened is, as a side effect to the antidepressant she was taking, she had been clawing her legs with her fingernails in her sleep for hours until she had clawed the skin off of them and they started bleeding out. And she had that happen one other time, and later when I was in private practice, I had a number of my clients have that happen as well. There's all kinds of side effects that people aren't aware of. But anyway, that's just an example. We knew pretty quick that that was not going to be the solution for her. So we started searching, and my degrees that I have, not 1% of that, Ade, was and I hope I'm saying your name right.
Yes, you are.
not 1% of that was a career path. It was 100% trying to find a cure for my wife's depression. And so I got two doctorates in the field that seemed most relevant, natural medicine and psychology. During that 12 years, I traveled all over the world. Anybody who had some new discovery about depression, I went. And I didn't even care if I got ripped off, because I thought, you know, if I get ripped off 9 times, maybe the 10th one will be that brand new thing just discovered under a rock somewhere that, you know, not going to be made public for 10 years or so. So we figured it up one time, how much money we had spent out of pocket on things like that, and it was over $100,000 out of pocket. Yeah. So anyway, 12 years later, I have a private practice doing counseling, therapy, and integrating some spiritual things, integrating some natural health. That's going pretty well. And Tracy's still depressed, but I guess you could say we were coping with it and managing it better than we ever had. But we were still looking for the cure. And I was in Los Angeles Airport. And to give you an idea, let me backtrack just a little bit. To give you sort of an idea, we're in our 20s. And, you know, we've got friends, couples that are friends of ours, you know. And so it's like every day this group of friends that we have, which is probably, you know, 10, 12 other couples, a few that we're closer to than others. But every day, you know, all of them and us are talking back and forth. And they're talking, hey, let's rent a movie tonight. Hey, let's go to dinner tonight. Hey, this weekend, let's do a barbecue and grill out. Or let's take a three-day little trip, you know, or whatever. But for Tracy and I, there was none of that. Every day was, are we going to survive this day? Are we going to get through this day with our teeth gritted and, you know, sweating blood almost and that kind of thing? I remember a day that really had a huge impact on me. During that 12 years, Tracy read a library of books. I mean, she tried everything, counseling, therapy. She read a library of books trying to not be depressed again. Every book that would come out related to that, she'd read it and try it. And in the back of one of the books, it was called Feeling Good by David Burns. A lot of psychiatrists use it as kind of a handbook. But in the back of that book, there was a self-depression test. And she took that test, and I looked to see where she had scored, and she had scored in the suicidal range.
Wow.
And it just hit me like a 2x4 between the eyes. I mean, I knew she was depressed. I knew she felt bad all the time, but I had never really considered that. And I literally took that book and went running to her in the house and said, surely, and I looked at how she had answered some of the questions. And one of the questions was, pretty much every day I think about wanting to die. And she had answered yes, absolutely, 5 out of 5 every day I think about wanting to die. And so I ran to her with that book and said, surely you answered these questions wrong. And she just started crying and said no. She said, every day on the way home I think how easy it would be to steer that car over just a little bit, and all of my pain would be gone, and all of your pain would be gone. And, of course, that wasn't true, but that's how she felt. And so that was our existence for 12 years, every day, you know. And so, anyway, at the end of 12 years, we're still living that, although we're maybe coping with it a little better. And I'm in Los Angeles Airport, and my cell phone rings. And, I mean, you got to picture this. I'm in an air-conditioned airline terminal, you know, calm, cool, and collected, had a good weekend, waiting to come home, you know. And my cell phone rings. And so I answer it, And Ade, I heard one word. And when I heard this one word, three things happened to me. Number one, my knees buckled and I almost fell on the floor. I put my hand down to catch myself or I would have fallen on the floor. Number two, I completely sweated through my clothes from bone dry to honestly soaking wet in 60 seconds because I looked at the time when I answered the phone. And number three, I had these real sharp, prickly needle chills all over my body, those kind that you don't get very often, but when you do, they actually hurt a little bit. The word was high, H-I. Okay, and I'm sure everybody who's listening, you have that reaction when you hear hi too. But what was going on is I'd seen it before, but it hadn't happened in a long, long time. Tracy was having a horrible depressive episode like she hadn't had in probably close to a year. She was at home in Nashville, locked in our bedroom, sitting on the hardwood floor in the corner of the room in her nightgown with a blanket pulled over her head, weeping and paralyzed where she had been all night long. She couldn't move. She couldn't talk. She was trying to talk to me, Ade. She literally couldn't get sound to come out of her voice. All she could manage was a squeaky little barely audible hi, and that's all she could get out. But I knew from that what was going on. So it just ripped my heart out. I mean, I was just dying right there in the middle of the airport. And so I just, you know, I didn't know what to do. I just did everything I could think of. You know, I said, honey, I love you so much. I'm so sorry. I'm on my way home. I'm going to take care of you. I'll be there before you know it. Well, I'm never going to give up. I know we're going to find a solution to this. You know, I love you so much. I'm so sorry. You know, kind of kept repeating the same stuff until the stewardess made me put my phone away. The plane took off, and I did what I'd done every day for 12 years. I prayed that God would heal my wife, period. What happened next, I've told this story hundreds and hundreds of times over the years on ABC, NBC, all over the place, and I still don't know how to say it because it's one of those things that's kind of beyond words to me. It had never happened to me before. It's never happened to me since. It didn't seem mystical at the time. It didn't seem like I was in a trance or anything, okay? I didn't hear angels singing. I didn't, you know.
No.
There wasn't fog rolling down the fuselage of the plane or anything like that. But what did happen is that I saw in my mind's eye a blue, and I knew it was in my mind's eye, okay? I didn't think it was floating out there in the air or anything. But it was the blueprint of a healing system that I'd never seen, heard about, or studied. It wasn't medication. It wasn't nutrition. It wasn't acupuncture. It wasn't chakras. It wasn't affirmations. It wasn't – I mean, I'd seen it all, but I'd never seen anything like this. And I don't know how I knew, but I knew that I knew that I knew. This is what we've been searching for Tracy's depression. And so for the next 3 hours, I took word-for-word dictation, ran out of paper, was writing on the backs of things, was so afraid it was all going to go away before I could get it down. I come home, did it on Tracy. Her depression was gone in 45 minutes. On Monday morning, that was 12 and a half years ago now. On Monday morning, I took it into my private practice. It did the same thing there. People who had been depressed were saying they weren't depressed. People who had had anxiety were saying it was gone. Some of them in an hour, some of them in a day, some in a week, some in a month. But, you know, it was one of the biggest rush times of my life. Every day was a rush. some new person would have a new story, and we'd be hugging and crying and jumping up and down in my office, and the secretaries would be jumping up and down, and I mean it was really incredible. But then what I had not remotely expected happened about 6 weeks later, and this dear lovely lady came in and said, I've just driven here from Vanderbilt Hospital, where they ran all the tests again for the umpteenth time, because she'd had MS, multiple sclerosis, for many years, and the doctors say that I no longer have multiple sclerosis, that it is gone, there's not a trace of it, they have no explanation, they've never seen anything like it. And the only thing I've done different is these things you've been having me do. And then a couple of weeks later, another story about cancer and then heart disease. Not long after that, one of the most famous medical doctors on the planet, Dr. Ben Johnson, the only medical doctor in The Secret, was healed of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. After that happened, resigned as director of the cancer clinic in Atlanta that he was the director of, and traveled around the world for 4 years telling people what had happened to him and how this can heal the source of everything. And so after a while, I realized, okay, this is way more than I had been looking for those 12 years, but I also know people aren't going to believe it just because I say it. So
right.
We spent another year and a half testing it, another year and a half figuring out how to package it, and released it to the public for the first time on June the 6th, 2004, out of my basement with very little money and not a nickel of advertising.
You know, I want to ask you, as I listen to the story, you heard your wife's voice, and just from her voice, you just knew. I mean, you said you heard one word, hi, and you just know that, oh, my God. It was like a dying of how things used to be, and then you caught the in blueprint. When you came home and worked on your wife, and you saw the result, what was her response? What was her reaction? What did she say to you? Was she freaked out? Los Angeles.
it was both. She was shocked at how she felt and said, I can't. And she looked and she said, she had this almost like a 6-year-old at Christmas look on her face and said, I can't ever remember feeling like this. But then the next thing that came is she thought it was going to go away, because she'd experienced some other good things too, but none of them had lasted. So it was exhilaration and shock, and I can't remember feeling this way before, but then it was also, oh, but I can't get too excited. This is going to go away.
Right. The other shoe's going to drop. Right.
Right.
It's interesting because, you know, we pray, we affirm, we meditate, we do all the work to receive the healing that we want, but that we're also conditioned to think, okay, don't get too excited. It's a human, it's a human flow, I guess, and we almost go through it. If you're just joining us, my guest is Dr. Alex Lloyd. He's the author of The Healing Code, 6 Minutes to Heal the Source of Any Health, Success, or Relationship Issues, number one bestseller. You can find out more about his work by going to the Healing Codes, with an S, healingcodes.com/ADE. And we're taking your questions. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We have someone who wants to ask about fear, how to get over fear. What we're going to do, Dr. Alex, we're going to take a break right now. And then when we come back, I want you to talk, we're going to talk about this healing blueprint, the healing code, and then take some calls from our listeners, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. And what are you moving through? What challenges are you experiencing? The number is 347-426-3346. Or you can post your questions, comments on the like pages, Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like page, quite long, or Life Conversations Radio like page, or simply call in and, allow Dr. Alex to return you back to the truth of who you are so you may experience a miracle of your own. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. We're going to move Celestial Moment a little bit, maybe around 1:15, 1:20, something right along there, around 1:15 with Celeste Morgan. I got so many questions here. Let's take a break, because we can come back. But I'm grateful. Today's a great day, you know. Are you feeling the greatness in the air? Are you feeling the greatness within you? If you're not, just change your mind. Change your mind.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, for more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Hussin, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. We are supporting you, assisting you to be the change you want to see. Ha, that's the story we're talking about, Dr. Alex and his wife. They went through what they went through, and they believed, they had the faith. He said, we're going to find the answer. You must be willing to look crazy. Yesterday's show was, I am crazy enough to fall in love with love. Are you crazy enough to believe that there is an answer to whatever you're moving through? It's all about you. You've got to be the change you want to see. And speaking of change, yesterday I talked about our wonderful partners, because Block Talk Radio and Life Conversations Radio partnering, that they're going to fix some technical issues, and they fixed it. And I spoke it into existence. And I'm grateful for all that made it happen, that we can move and produce a great show. Now, we're going to continue the conversation with Dr. Alex. And as I said earlier, we're going to move Celestial Moment about 1:15 or whatever. And then we'll continue the conversation on the healing code. So let's go back. Let's continue. Go back. We're not really going anywhere. We're all here. But where are we going? I don't know where we're going. But Dr. Alex, welcome back. You didn't go anywhere, but welcome back.
Thank you, Ade. Great to be here.
Yes, yes. So you're sharing with us what inspired, what caused you to go deep, what broke you open in order to see and receive the healing blueprint. So let's talk about the healing code. Is it healing code or healing codes?
It's both. There is a healing code that you can use for any issue, for any person in your life. And then there are codes that are specific codes for specific issues. It's kind of two different things, but they're largely the same.
Oh, so one is like an all-you-can-eat kind of code.
Yeah, and that's right. Like
the high end, you get a valet service to get a special code.
Yeah, that's right.
So tell us about them. Tell us about how it works, how to go about it, what it works for. Is there anything else that you're feeling to share with us?
Yeah, but before I share that, I want everyone to understand, and we can talk about this more in depth later if you'd like, but the codes are never working on the symptom. They're not working on the Lou Gehrig's disease or the cancer or the ALS or even my wife's depression. They're always working on the source, which to me is a spiritual issue, and I can share why I think that. Not religious. I run from religion. It took me decades to recover from my religious upbringing, but absolutely spiritual. The healing code or codes is the discovery of four healing centers on the body that, to our knowledge, had never been discovered before. I already said it's not acupuncture, Reiki, yoga, chakras. Probably the only thing we have never heard is, I've seen this before. You activate the four healing centers with your fingers. It's very easy to do. A 7-year-old child can do it unassisted because many of them have. There is nothing you take or quit taking. It doesn't involve exercise. You can do them lying down, sitting up, standing up, walking, whatever's most comfortable for you. The average code takes about 6 minutes to do. You can do it as little as once a day, or you can do it as much as you want, because it's not like a medication where there's side effects. There aren't any side effects. So you can do it as much as you want. If you feel like your problem is more serious or you want faster results or whatever. Here's kind of how it works. Included in the program is a manual. It's about a 250-page single space oversized manual, so it's tons of information. That's not because it's complicated. The process is very simple, but we wrote it for all learning styles. So if you're a visual learning style, you've got DVDs and pictures and all that. If you're the learning style that likes the words and to read all the research, you've got all of that. But you would go to the back of the manual, and you'll find an index there in alphabetical order of problems, whether physical or non-physical. And so you'd go to the back, find the problem that's bothering you the most right now. Mm-hmm. There'll be a page number beside that. You go to the page number, and you'll find the code for that problem. You do it, again, once a day or as many times as you want a day until the problem gets better. That's it. And then when the problem gets better, you go to the back of the manual again and say, okay, what's bothering me the most now? And you start working on that until that gets better. You can do it on other people. It has worked the absolute best and most dramatically from the very first day on infants and animals. And so there's instructions on how to do it on infants and animals. You can do it at a distance, even if on someone at a distance, even if you're not with them. And we give you the research on how that works. It's not anything new. Really, Albert Einstein proved that in 1935 in one of the most famous experiments in history called Action at a Distance. And so we teach you how to do that. It comes with a quick start video that will have you started within 30 minutes of receiving the information, so you can get started today. But that's kind of how it works.
So the codes, I mean, I was reading your book last night.
Actually,
it was early this morning, but anyway,
okay.
Like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And I was doing this quite simple.
It is.
Tell us about the process.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to. The healing centers, the four healing centers, the first one is called the Bridge, and it's above the bridge of the nose. It's where your eyebrows would grow together if they grew together. The second one is called the Adam's Apple, and for us gentlemen, it's on your Adam's apple. For you ladies, if you can't feel an Adam's apple, it would be about two-thirds of the way up your throat. The third one is called the jaw, and this one is on both sides of the face, the back bottom corner of the jawbone, about the size of a silver dollar. All of them would be approximately the size of a silver dollar. And then the fourth one is called the temple, and it's basically where your temple is on both sides of the head. And you activate these with your fingers. And you do that by pointing your fingertips at those spots from about 2 to 3 inches away. You don't touch. It's the same principle as a spark plug. The arc is actually more powerful than if you touch. The Discovery Channel, if this seems kind of out there to you, the Discovery Channel did a special a number of years ago where they actually photographed energy coming out of the body, and the place that it comes out of the body absolutely the most powerfully, and it comes out all the time, is the tips of your fingers. So by the way, that special was way after the Discovery and all. So what you're doing is you're putting usable energy, you know, energy is never destroyed. You're putting usable energy back into these healing centers, and it activates a mechanism inside the body that heals the source of that problem. And again, we can talk more about what that source is if you want to in a few minutes. But so anyway, the if you want to try this at home, the code that you can use for anything, now it's not as powerful as the specific ones for specific issues, but it works very well. You can use it for anything, for any person, is both hands on the bridge for 30 seconds, and then both hands on the Adam's apple for 30 seconds, and then both hands on the jaw for 30 seconds, and then both hands on the temple for 30 seconds, and then you repeat that cycle two more times for a total of 6 minutes. And before you do it, you identify what you want to work on, okay? Whether it's a physical problem or a non-physical problem, doesn't matter. You identify what you want to work on. You rate it 0 to 10 as far as how much it's bothering you right now, how much pain or discomfort you have with that right now. Again, either physical or non-physical discomfort. And then we ask you to think back on your whole life and to see if you can think of a memory or event or time in your life where you felt something similar to the negative that you feel now about that problem. Now, not about that same problem, about anything in your life. So it may be, let's say that what's bothering you the most now, this was the first thing that I healed with this, was acid reflux. Mm-hmm. And I felt a lot of anxiety related to that, because it affected, I talked a lot and it affected my speaking. I was afraid of throat cancer or something like that. So mine was anxiety. And so then I thought back on my whole life and said, okay, can I remember a time in my life when I felt the same or similar type of anxiety? Not about acid reflux, but about anything. And the thing that came up for me, and this was years ago, 12-plus years ago, was an incident when I was a little boy on the playground in school. And so what you're going to actually work on, and then we'd like you to say a simple, sincere prayer from your heart that this will all be healed. But what you're focused on is the early memory, not the current symptom. And that's what the healing code is working on, is on those underlying spiritual issues of unforgiveness, fear, sadness, self-worth. I can't do it. It's not going to work for me. I'm going to get cancer because my dad did. I'm going to get heart disease because my mom did. Whatever that is for you. The underlying spiritual issues, that's what you're focused on. And
so you focus on the memory of the past, even though you're feeling the anxiety now, and you go back and think of the time you had the similar emotional response, and you grade that, not what you're feeling right now. You don't
grade. That's right. Now you pray, you include in the prayer your current symptoms. So I included in my prayer asking that the acid reflux be healed, but my focus was on that memory on the playground when I was a little boy, because we want to heal the underlying source, not the symptoms. So then when that memory heals of the playground, the anxiety on the playground when I was a little boy, when that one heals and is no longer bothering me, I find another one that has anxiety. When that one heals, I find another one. When that one heals, I find another one. And I keep doing that until I can't find any more. I can't think of any memory in my whole life anymore where I still feel anxiety when I think about it. They're gone. I can't think of any more. And at that point, your current is probably either going to be gone or dramatically better on the way to being gone.
So it's really, let's see, I guess we can go into that now. It's like going back into a computer and deleting a file is corrupted.
I can't believe you said that.
that's the analogy that comes up. Go ahead.
That's the illustration I use more than anything else. It's like a computer virus. It's like you've got a computer virus about, like for me, that resulted in acid reflux, or with my wife, resulted in depression, or with Dr. Ben Johnson, resulted in Lou Gehrig's disease. And that's called weak link theory in medicine. And it's simply that under enough stress for long enough, you eventually break at your weakest link. And that's different for everybody. And then once you break at one link, you're a whole lot more likely to start breaking at a bunch of other places, too. Mm-hmm. So, yes, that's absolutely right. It's like a computer virus. So we have got to delete the virus so that we can operate according to good, healthy, original, God-given, even I would say, light, love, and truth software.
Yes, yes. You get to reconfigure your operating system.
That's right. Yeah, brother, that's right. Absolutely.
As I listen to you and you talk about the going back, if we talk about going back into the computer, into the hard drive, what comes up for me is almost like tapping into the cell memory, the body
yes.
of wisdom. Because something happened to us when we were a child. We may be adults, but there's a part of it that remembers that. And some of us are still, you know, we're in a 40, 50, 60-year-old body, but there's a little child, a 7-year-old, running the body. So it sounds to me that this healing blueprint, this healing code, actually takes you back to that memory, and you configure it, realign it. Or is that how it works?
I believe it does. You know, Ade, when I was on that 12-year journey, I read something one day that was a linchpin turning point moment for me. And it was an ancient manuscript, more than 3,000 years old, written by Solomon, who a lot of people believed was the wisest man who ever lived. And he wrote more than 3,000 years ago this statement. He said, guard your heart above everything else, for from it flows all of the issues of life. Mm-hmm. And it's very clear from the context. He's not talking about the pump heart. He's talking about the spiritual, I love you with all my heart, okay? Mm-hmm. And so Solomon said, any issue you can ever have in your life. And, you know, we still call them issues today. And as far as I can tell, he's the first one that ever did that. And he said, any issue you can ever have, is that cancer? Yes. Is that heart disease? Yes. Is it depression? Yes. Is it finances? Yes. Is it relationship? Yes. It's anything, okay? Has its source in the spiritual heart, and if you fix it there, you can have real source, permanent, long-term healing. And I was so excited, and I read that and said out loud, that's it. That's why Tracy's depressed, and that's the solution, but I still didn't know what it was. And then years later, I found the other piece, and what you just said is what that was. It was a news article from the Dallas Morning News, originally printed in the Dallas Morning News on September the 12th, 2004. It was reprinted the next day in the Nashville, Tennessee, in my hometown paper. And they were interviewing Dr. Eric Nessler, a medical doctor from Harvard who was the head of the department at Southwestern. And the purpose of the article was that Southwestern had been doing groundbreaking research for years. They just finished it and were releasing the results, which was going to change everything. And so in the article, Dr. Nessler says, and this is a direct quote from a mainstream medical doctor, he says, for most of our treatments in standard medicine, they are little more than Band-Aids, addressing an illness or disease's symptoms, but not its source. And then he says, we have finally discovered and validated the source of just about any issue you can ever have in your life. And he says, this will mean the difference between life and death. And he said, we are naming it cellular memories. And you just said that a few minutes ago. And he said, now, we haven't figured out how to fix it yet, but this is the source of virtually any problem you can have. And if you're listening to this, don't let the word cellular throw you. In fact, just delete the word cellular. They started using the word cellular when we discovered that the memories were not all in the brain. but we're in cells all over the body. But they're just talking about your memories. So if you have a memory with anger in it, or fear, or sadness, or I'm not tall enough, or the economy's too bad, or again, I'm going to get heart disease or cancer because other people did, or whatever that is for you, or a thousand whatevers that is for you, if you have those in you, and we all do, by the way, those do two things. They resonate that fear signal like a radio station to the hypothalamus in your brain, causing it to turn on the stress switch when it should not be turned on. And number two, they cause the surrounding cells to close and go into death and disease mode if they don't come out of that state pretty quickly. And that is the definition of stress. And that's why every medical school for the last 30 years has said that up to 95% of all illness and disease is related to stress, because we're not supposed to go into stress unless our life is in imminent mortal danger right now. But the average person's going into stress 10 to 20 times a day over the mail coming, over the economy, over right. somebody looking at me funny in the grocery line, over the traffic light turning red, over things that are never supposed to stress us, but they are, because we've got these internal viruses that are causing us to misinterpret everything from a fear perspective. Well, what the healing code does, in fact, the only thing it does, is it activates a mechanism that's already inside you that finds the memories that are resonating the fear signals and neutralizes the fear signals. That's what it does. That's all it does. It's like pulling a splinter out of your finger. It's just pulling the lie out of the memory. Okay? And the memory doesn't go away. It's just that when you look at it now, you don't feel the fear because the lie's gone. So you say, oh, yeah, yeah, that person on the playground said I was a turkey, but so what? That didn't mean it's true. I'm not a turkey just because they said that. I'm not going to live based on that. No way. And you can live the life I believe you're meant to live, in love, light, and truth.
I agree with you, because then it would be pointless. I mean, we say God is everywhere, only present. We're one with God. I can't imagine that we're supposed to be here to suffer, to be in pain. So we either believe in God or we don't. And if unless we believe life is supposed to be one of dis-ease and struggle, then go for it. But I refuse to even allow that in my consciousness, because I see the expression of God in nature, how it replenishes itself, how it heals itself. I said when I cut myself, I mean, my skin heals naturally. My skin doesn't say, "How dare you cut me? I'm not going to heal because you will be very careless. You weren't being careful." But yes, I really understand that, and it's about energy healing, and we're becoming more aware now to the power within us,
right.
The power around us, and we want to take a break for Celestial Moment, and when we after Celestial Moment, I want to talk about, you know, some of the results, the testimonials, if you will, that you've heard back from your clients, because in your book you have quite a lot. There's a lot of videos on Facebook. And also, I wanted, not on Facebook, on YouTube, for listeners, if you want to see a demonstration of the Healing Center, just go to YouTube and type in Healing Codes Demonstration. There's so many there. You see somebody showing you how to do it on yourself or do it on others. And then there's a lot of information as well, the healingcode.com/ADE. Healing Codes with an S, healingcodes.com/ADE. And all the information you need is on there, is on the web. And we're going to take a break, Dr. Alex, for Celestial Moment, and we'll come back. And I want to hear the kind of healing that has happened with your clients, okay?
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Yes, yes, yes. If you're just joining us, my guest, my friend, myself, another expression of the divine intelligence, God, is Dr. Alex Lloyd, who has surrendered and accepted what was happening in his life and his wife's life to say, there's got to be an answer And sometimes when we're going through the most challenging experience, it's important to pay attention, because that challenging experience will break you open to something more if you're open, if you're willing, if you want to. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And I know Celeste will be happy and I get to play her song. Well, I thought I would play it. Okay, there you go. Hey, Celeste.
Hello, Life Coach today. I'm laughing because it just feels so good to have a conversation about healing on a seventh day. Oh, I just gave the number away. Let me get
you did.
It's just an
alignment. Are you happy to have your song music back?
I am. It's nice. Music, music definitely takes care of the savage beast within me. And I actually had a really fun conversation with Dr. Lloyd during one of the breaks. He was telling me about a musical on a Broadway show about Sun Records, because I'm a big fan of Sam Phillips out of Tennessee. So I'm going to go down there and I'm going to visit Dr. Alex. I also like, Grand Ole Opry, so I can go visit Dr. Alex Lloyd in Nashville. Yeah, I'm done now.
Stop showing off. And speaking of music, on the website, thehealingcode.com/addict, there's also, did I do that right? Yeah, I think I did. There's different links on there. There's also healing music, healing codes music.
See?
So you got everything.
Really?
Steady.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I had a good time. I'm looking forward to him coming back and joining us. But let me get to it, because I want to hear more of this great conversation you're having. Good afternoon. I'm going to do my thing right now. See, my southern coming out. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 7. The number 7 is ruled by the planet Neptune and is considered to be a highly spiritual number with introverted qualities. We have 7 days of the week. There are 7 chakras. The 7th chakra is the crown chakra, and this energy center connects us to the holy realm. 7 also shows up as the chariot in tarot, and the chariot is astrologically associated with the sign of Cancer, representing mother love, nurturing, protection, and psychic power. The 7th letter of the alphabet is G, and words like grace, gratitude, and God connect us to the divine power of number 7. Now today, for a special treat, we are going to focus on 7 as a minor arcana card in Mother Peace Tarot. We're going to put the spotlight on the 7 of Discs. Take all that we said about 7. Now, let's bring it to the ground. Manifestation in the earthly realm, as we find a very pregnant woman waiting for her time to give birth to our newest creation. We also see melons full and ripening, the promise of life. This card states that she is in the last part of her inner growth before the harvest, birth, or end product. I would sense that there may be some trepidation mixed with anxiety and impatience. We are reminded that we can't rush a seed to grow, and babies come when they feel like it. We are simply not in control, but we can choose to make ourselves available. For some of us, waiting isn't fun, but waiting gives us a chance to grow and dissect our experiences and to develop the spiritual tools we acquired in the darkness of the soil. We trust the unfolding in the womb of life. We might even take a hint from the woman in the card as she surrenders all, letting go, including all her clothes. Nudity in tarot means unconditional love for yourself. And she's out in nature resting. It is in this state that we become exalted listeners, not fearing the light, because we learn to sit with the darkness. We need the light and the dark for growth and expansion to give birth to our greatest dream. All is well, and that's the story of 7 through the 7 of this, through Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you soon for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.
You. I love how you weave it all together.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. Today's theme, today's conversation topic is Unlocking the Healing Code with Dr. Alex Thoid. And the theme for the month is opening to more love. Pure love is opening up to yourself, opening up to God. That's what it is all about. And we are all here to be the place where God gets to represent himself, herself, itself, whatever works for you. It's really all about love. It's all about love. How are you allowing love to be revealed through you? Because you came on this planet to do exactly that. I don't care how successful you are, how traumatic your life is, you are here to reveal the face of God on the planet, the face of goodness. Just a typo. Goodness, God, godness, same thing. I don't even care if you believe in God or not. Just believe in just being a great human being. Believe in being good, being kind, being compassionate. That's all that's needed. And here's a man who is releasing the love on the planet. And we want to talk about, Dr. Alex, we want to talk about people, the kind of things that people have used the healing codes for. And then I want to ask you a question about fear, because we had somebody who had a question about fear, but I guess they have to go. So what kind of illness, disease have people healed with the healing codes?
Yeah, I could talk all day about that one, and it would be fun for me, but may not be real fun for everybody else.
But let me ask you this. Has there been one that actually, because you have a lot of testimonies, there's so much on the internet, on your website, but has there been some kind of illness that have really just blew you away that left you feeling like, oh, my God, I never saw this happen?
You know, there's one that did blow me away, but it was more than that. It was interesting. My private practice was going very well when the healing codes came along. And, you know, we were doing great, better than we'd ever imagined financially, and we were helping some people. And, you know, I was really very grateful and content and all of that, and wasn't looking to start something new. In fact, you know, accounting my master's two doctorates and a year internship for my doctorate in psychology, you know, I'd been in school forever, you know, laying the ground for all that. And so when the healing codes came along, I knew that I really couldn't do it in the context of what I'd been doing. I'd have to walk away. And I had a great deal.
What were you doing before?
Well, it was primarily counseling and therapy.
Okay.
Yeah. So so then the healing codes come along, and and we know that. And so I walk away from my private practice, start them out of my basement. No, you know, we're going to succeed or fail based on word of mouth, and frankly, that's the way we wanted it. And before I knew it, man, we've got people coming to us from all over the world, and so then we were faced with this challenge of not being able to keep up with demand. And which, you know, experts will tell you can be as fatal to a venture as not having enough demand. And I was busier than I'd ever imagined. And, yeah, I was happy in my work, but I was still too busy. I mean, like early in the morning till midnight, 1 o'clock every night trying to keep up. And so there was probably a little period of time where I felt a little sorry for myself and said, you know, is this really worth it? You know, and I had a lady call me. Her name was Melissa Ryan, kind of during the middle of that. And she said, I'm desperate. And I need your help. And I had a friend who was helped with the healing codes that gave me your number. And so can you please help me? And she said, my son is 12 years old. And that immediately struck a chord with me because at that time my oldest son was 12 years old. And she said at 6 months old, he was diagnosed with chronic leukemia. And she said, so for the last, 11 and a half years, we've been going back and forth to St. Jude's Children's Hospital in Memphis, and he's gone through, radiation, radioactive iodine, chemo, experimental surgeries, many of them. He said more than any 10 people in their entire lifetime go through, he has been through, and he's 12. And the leukemia has come back. And he said Christopher can't get off the couch. His skin is like pasty white. He's got great big huge dark circles under his eyes. He throws up 8 or 10 times a day, can't keep any food down, is like a limp noodle, has no energy. And we are headed back to St. Jude's in 12 days to start everything all over again. And she said, last night my husband and I were in bed and Christopher came into the room. And he said, Mom, Dad, I don't know if I can do this again. And so, they loved on him and tried to encourage him. And then Christopher went to bed. And she said, we closed the door to our bedroom, and both of us started weeping. And we said to each other, we don't know if we can do it again either. And so I FedExed her the healing codes and gave her a code to start on that day. And that's the last I heard for a while, but I always wondered and prayed for them and everything. And then a few months later, sorry, there's a phone ringing in the background here. A few months later.
Maybe Gus trying to give you an updated healing code. So we don't just take that.
Okay. And so a few months later, I was lecturing in Oklahoma City with Dr. Ben Johnson, and there was a young boy in the audience. And it's very unusual. I mean, I lecture all the time, but there's never young boys in the audience, and especially not paying attention and taking notes and stuff. And then at the end of this probably two-hour lecture, and there's several hundred people there, there's a line of people waiting to come up and shake your hand and say good things that you don't deserve and all that. And this young boy was in line waiting to come up and shake my hand. And this was just so curious to me. So finally he gets up there, and so I get down on my knees so that I'm about at ground level. And he says, hi, Dr. Lloyd. My name is Christopher Ryan, and I wanted to bring you my test results from St. Jude's. I'm sorry.
No apologies.
And by that time, his mom is up there, and Christopher has this wad of papers in his hands that he gives me, and his mom unfolds them, and she's crying and hugging me and everything. And she said, it's a miracle. She said the very first day that Christopher started doing the codes, his symptoms started going away. And after 12 days, he was running around like crazy. He came to my husband and I and said, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I think I'm healed. I can't remember feeling like this before. And she said, we couldn't remember ever seeing him like that either, but you don't want to mess with this stuff. So she said we went on to St. Jude's, and Christopher was so excited when he heard you were going to be here and has insisted on bringing you his test results himself. Wow. And giving them to you. And so she showed them to me, and it was upper GI, lower GI, white blood count, CT, MRI, blood work, everything showing he was 100% leukemia free. And by the way, that has been 8 years ago now. He's 20 years old now, has never had a relapse, have never looked back, is bopping all over the world, doing his thing as a strong, healthy, young 20-year-old man. And I tell you, after that happened, I sort of had a talk with myself, and I thought, you know what? if I can help one more Christopher, then it's all been worthwhile. And Ade, we've been so blessed to have many Christophers all over the world. So that's sort of an everyday resets why I'm doing this kind of thing for me. So we've had all kinds of, every cancer you can imagine. You know, I don't know of anything that we haven't had people heal or improve from, but that one was an important one for me.
Wow. And it's not just physical illness. It deals with emotional and behavior healing as well, right? People can't sleep. There's so, I mean, there's a lot of testimonies out there in your book.
Absolutely.
How's your wife doing these days? What is she doing? What is life like for her now? Back and reflect.
Oh, she's awesome. She's never been depressed again. It was interesting, after she wasn't depressed anymore, she would have friends who had known her for years, who knew her. I mean, great friends for many years who a number of times looked straight at her and didn't recognize her because her skin was glowing, the dark circles were gone from under her eyes, she didn't slump her shoulders anymore, she didn't look down at the ground all the time and refused to make eye contact. You know, she didn't have this downturn of her mouth constantly. She was smiling, happy, vibrant, glowing skin. It's amazing how these things heal, and even your skin, it changes color, it changes texture, it changes. It's amazing. But she's doing great. She homeschools our son. We have one in college and one at home. She homeschools the younger one. He's in the room with me right now. His name's George. Mm-hmm. He's 13 and a great kid. She's doing great. Life is wonderful.
Life is wonderful. Indeed, indeed. And in your book, The Healing Code, you have the healing codes in there too, and you explain and give the instructions how people can use it. So listeners, if you want to pick up a copy of his book, it's on Amazon, anywhere, any place that sells books, you should be able to find it. If they don't have it, tell them to order it for you. And get your hands on it. And to find out more information, go to thehealingcodes.com/ADE, thehealingcodes.com/ADE. All the information is there. Load you. There's enough. There's so much to keep you busy. And you can also go on YouTube. There's a demonstration on there. So, you know, what we're asking for, we already have. We just got to be open to it. We can get intellectual about it and go back and forth and debate. But I always tell everybody that I work with, listen to your guidance. Listen to your spirit. Let your spirit be your guide. Dr. Alex, before we let you go, what would you want to leave with us? Actually, no, before I ask you that, I want to ask you this question. I want to ask you this question. When you think of your life, when you think of the struggle that you went through with your wife, you got married, because in your book you talked about 6 months later, your wife was just suddenly crying for no reason, you know, and talk about for better or for worse, and you endured, you went through it. And when you look back of what life used to be 13, 14 years ago and where you are today, what comes to your mind about your existence on this planet?
Well, what comes to my mind is every day of that 12 years was a golden nugget and I didn't know it. But I do now. And that is the wealth that I have now. I wouldn't have, and I'm not talking physical wealth, I wouldn't have the love, joy, peace, happiness, health, prosperity. I wouldn't have that without those 12 years and every day of those 12 years. So, you know, for the most part, I didn't look at it that way at the time. It was just about getting through the day. But every day was a critical part of the blessing to come. And that's what I think of when I think of that now.
What kept you going?
Hope. In fact, that's an interesting story. Tracy, when she turned 40, changed her name legally to Hope because she said, you know, Tracy feels like the old depressed person. And the thing that she felt more than anything else during that time was hopeless. So now she's hope. So and that's what kept me going too. I always believed that we would find the solution. I really did.
Wow. Anything else you want to share with our listeners? Maybe something that you were hoping?
Well, I tell you. Yeah, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. And there is. And it's maybe the most important thing I've said all day. Because I know there's people listening. There always are, who are where we were during those 12 years. And so it's three things. Number one, it's not your fault. And I don't care what you've done or what you haven't done. People ask me sometimes, well, what if it's a serial killer? I don't care. It's not your fault. Now, you may not completely understand that until you read the book or the program, but it's not your fault. Number two, the solution is not trying harder. It is not trying harder. And if what you're trying to do to become who you want to be is trying harder, you're being deceived and you're on the wrong path. And number three, unless you're on your deathbed right this minute, I believe with everything in me that you can still get to where you're wanting to get and where you're supposed to get from where you are right now. Listen, I thought during those 12 years I was so lost in the Amazon that I would, at times I thought, I'll never get out of here. I'll never find, you know, because I feel so far away from it, okay? You can. You can get to where you want to get, and I believe it'll be even better than you imagine. So those three things.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's truly been a joy having this conversation with you, and I look forward to having you back and extend our love and appreciation and gratitude and all that good stuff to your family and also to Kenneth, who has been very helpful in putting all of this together.
Well, it's been my honor and privilege, and I meant what I said when I came on. This has been a very different kind of interview and a real blessing to me. So thank you, and you keep doing what you're doing.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Yes. I don't know what else I need to say. I just love to meet and interact with people who are saying yes to life, who are saying yes to the reason for being. You know, we're all here to make a difference. I love what Dr. Alex said and saying is not your fault. We walk around blaming ourselves for the reason that because Earth is round. We blame ourselves from it because it's cloudy. It's just time to stop. And the fact that, you know, stop trying harder. God is simple. I mean, trying harder every day has got us to where we are today. It's caused us to be more stressed. You know, we have more gadgets to make our life easy, but we're more stressed. There's an app out there, which I won't mention the name, but you can use the app to kind of, what is it, collect the amount of time you watch television. Now, if it works for you, go for it. And there are other stuff like, okay, if you do this, you win that, whatever. But, you know, we need to just slow down. If you watch television, that's fine. I watch it too. I have my times. I have special programs that I watch. And there's nothing wrong with television. It's just how you use your time. If you spend most of your day getting information about who you are, who you're not, from other people who are trying to figure out who they are, who they're not, good luck. But, you know, and even radio. I always say, the things that you hear on this show, don't just take my words for it. Don't just take the guest's words for it. Let your spirit be your guide. What we do here is to support you in your transformation journey, to inspire you to recognize that you are good already, that you are whole already. But the universal hide-and-seek experience is a game. We come on this planet and we've been conditioned to forget who we are, and we're all going through stuff. But trying hard is not the key. But if you really if you really want to do something, find a way to give of yourself. Find a way to give of your love. Spend less time judging, criticizing, fact-checking, and spend more time birthing new ideas. Spend more time being the place where God gets to represent itself, himself or herself. Be a place for healing. And your life will change. There's a quote which comes to me right now. I can't get it. I don't know the whole thing, but let me see. Let me see. Those, hold on, who, I have to say that loud one, who bring sunshine or something like that. Maybe Celeste will find it. Something like, Celeste, a quote about those, here we go. No. Oh, here it is. Here it is, I think. It's this one about those who bring sunshine to other people's life can't hide from it. I'm like, come on. Come on, computer. Go on, you can do it. You can do it. Good boy, you did it. I may need to do some healing work on my computer. Just have my fingers together. Okay, let me read it. I got to read this to you. I think it's powerful. You know, those who bring sunshine into the lives of others cannot keep it from themselves. Those who bring sunshine into the lives of others cannot keep it from themselves. That's a quote by James Barry. So today, ask yourself, are you bringing sunshine into people's life? Or are you the cloud? Even if you're a cloud, there's always a silver lining. You know, and right where you are is right where you are. But you can choose. You have the power of imagination to create your life. No matter what you're going through, on the physical plane, on the physical level, physical dis-ease, don't buy into the foolishness that something is incurable. Healing is your birthright. You just got to let go of some BS. You got to have to let go of a way of thinking. You have to be willing to trust. You have to be willing to be called crazy. You have to be willing to be called nuts. Once again, I'm thinking of yesterday's show. I am crazy enough to fall in love with love. Are you crazy enough to fall in love with love and be looked at and called the crazy one? Ooh, the light worker. Ooh, the hoo-hoo, whatever people want to call you. And even the woo-woo thing. Real life is happening in the woo-woo world. You know, it's in the invisible realm that life is happening. Everything else, we come together collectively and give birth. We tap into that God stuff, that God essence. And we give birth to it, and it becomes flesh. It becomes solid, and you can touch it. So everything you can touch, everything you see, is actually the end result of what is really true. It's a byproduct. So I invite you, check out thehealingcodes.com/ADE, thehealingcodes.com. Pick up a copy of the book. It's nicely written. It breaks down how it works. There's a lot of instructions there and everything. And, you know, be the change you want to see. You are here to be more. You're here to grow. You're here to expand. You are here to remind others that healing is their birthright. And you get to choose, no matter where you stand, do you want to be happy or do you want to be right? If you want to be right, go forth. There's a lot of right people that are in the world that just, I'm right, I know I'm right. And they got facts and evidence to back it up. But I'm choosing heaven today. I'm choosing happiness today. I'm choosing healing today. And I'm standing with you. And no matter what you're going through, be it physically, be it emotionally, be it spiritually, that all the energy that is blocking you from your greater yet to be is dissolving as we speak. I'm so grateful, and I'm grateful for you all for tuning in, for listening, for being part of this conversation. You know, it's all about love. It's all about love, and you are love. I want to thank you, listeners, those of you listening online, on the phone line, archive, the Within Radio listeners. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. And we're getting ready to release the show. And I don't know what song to play. I have a few, but I'm going to ask Celeste. Celeste, what song should we play? You can't tell me now. No, I'm just going to bring you on. What song should I play? Because I feel woozy. It's a good woozy. Let me bring you on. What song should we play, Celeste?
Hi, I think you should play Because You Love Me.
Oh, nice. We can dedicate that to Dr. Alex, to Tracy,
yes.
Or Hope now.
Yes.
That's a good choice. That's a good choice.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. I'm muting you now. Get off my
show.
All right. Oh, because you love me, I can say things like that and know you don't take offense to it. I get it. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. You know, sometimes love is underrated. Love's like, yeah, I know about love. But love don't pay no rent. What? Love is the rent. Love is the protection. If you have a true understanding, a real understanding of what love is, you won't even say stuff like that. But, you know, I'm so grateful for this opportunity to share. We all grow together. We are magnificent. We are already perfect. We are already beautiful. You know, don't define yourself by your challenges. Define yourself by how you get through it. Define yourself by how you respond to it. Respond, not react. And if you're reacting, that's fine too. But you want to get to a point where you just respond. Responding is almost like dealing with something as if it's happening for the first time. Reacting is simply that, reacting. Too many of us are reacting to life when we don't grow, and we're in pain, we struggle. It's time to respond. You're part of something greater. You're so much more. You are so much more. You are love in action. You're love in action, and you are love in action. Be love. It is the essence of your being. So I'm only inviting you to be yourself. And as you be yourself, it helps when you're true to yourself. And forget all this individual mindset. It's just about me. No, individual means undivided. We're connected. So allow yourself to be loved. It's okay to ask for a hug. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to ask for support. I am here to love you. I'm here to support you. And there are great other grateful people out there in the universe who are willing to support you on your transformation journey. This is Sherry Marie. Because you love me. Sherry Marie, CHERIMARREE.com. I love you. I'll talk to you later. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.